It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey, fellow investors, Darren Garman here, and I want to welcome you to the podcast. Good to have you. And what we're going to be talking about today is... what do I ask myself? What question am I asking? And it's like the first question. Am I asking myself before investing in any kind of real estate? By the way, I used to not ask myself this question. And I paid for it. And by paid, I mean literally paid for it by not asking myself this question. So when I think about the deal's gone bad that I've been involved in. And by the way, I've lost money in some projects over the years. There's no doubt about it. And as just an aside, if anyone you ever plan on doing business with tells you that they've never lost any money or never had a bad deal or anything even in that ballpark, you need to run away as fast as you can because they're either lying to you or they don't have nearly enough experience that you'd want to even be involved with them. So just a thought to always kind of keep in the back of your mind. But anyway, I mean, I've had some bad ones. And so when I look back at the bad ones, I can really, if I boiled it down to one thing, it's that I did not ask myself this question before I purchased them. And so when I purchased them with myself or maybe even with a partner, when it came time to make a decision on, well, do we keep the darn thing and try to, you know, breathe life back into it, or do we just cut our losses and just move on? This was the essential question then too. So this is not only a question that you ask before you buy anything, especially when it comes to investment real estate, really any real estate property for that matter. I mean, not only is this the question that I ask myself now every time, but it's a question that I continue to ask myself about every property that we've got. And things change. So what might be a great property today, maybe 10 years later, maybe might not be so much. Because of the answer that I come to when I ask this question about that property. And so I find that, and by the way, it wasn't as if I all of a sudden came up with some brilliant, genius type strategy to come up with this question. It really came out of necessity more than anything else. And by the way, all good things that really happen for the most part, are due to a lot of times experiences that weren't so good in the past. And this is this fits in that mold, I can tell you that. All right, so enough beating around the bush. The question that you need to be asking yourself is simply this. Realistically, can I resell this property at a profit in the future? Realistically, can I really sell this property at a profit in the future? And I like to think in terms of five-year increments, right? So I pretty much do the 5 to 10 year rule. So if I can look at a property and I ask myself, based on what I see with this property, based on what I see surrounding the property, can I realistically sell this property and make some money? And some investment real estate properties, specifically apartments, can be tricky because they can look really great on a spreadsheet. And so you may look at the spreadsheet and, wow, there's double-digit returns on cash flow. And it looks like, holy cow, I can't go wrong with this. And then when you go look at it, it's like, oh, you know, next door there's a motorcycle gang living in the apartment next door. Across the street, there's five guys sitting on the porch. And they're having different people visit them about every 15 minutes, which tells you what goes on there. Across the street, The police are across the street. They're doing some surveillance. And then there's a police station three blocks away.
Right.
So that kind of ruins it. Even though on the surface, you look at the numbers, it might be, wow, this looks like it could be a no lose. And then when you go look at it and you see what's going on around it, you might have a change of mind. And then in that example, you better be. And so I didn't do this enough early on, and it ended up costing me because I paid more attention to what I thought the numbers could be versus what I realistically potentially thought the property could evolve into over the next 5 to 10 years. Right. So the way I explain it to my consulting clients and investors in our partnerships is basically this. I'm basically rebuying it 5 years or 10 years from now. So 5 or 10 years from now, knowing what I know now and realistically knowing where I think things are going to go with the property and the location, would I realistically buy it then too? And if the answer is not hell yes, then it's a property that we simply don't buy. So I had an opportunity here not long ago to purchase a significant property, and it would have been great for our partnership. It would have been a property the partners loved. It's the exact size that we've been looking for. I mean, you go down the checklist. It was all there. Income, cash flow, it all looked great. Except guess what? That's right, the one question, and really the most important question. I didn't feel comfortable that I would want to buy this property 5 or 10 years down the road. So we ended up passing on it and moving on to something else. And so how do you tell? How, when you look at a property, what kind of gives it away? What do I look for? Let me give you just a couple of things that I look for that I think could be very helpful for you to keep in mind. Okay. Number one, I'll do a 1 mile radius drive around the property. Okay. So basically I just do like a concentric circle. I'll just start at the property and I'll drive around and I'll get out wider and wider until I've covered about a mile. And if what I see in the neighborhood is positive, well, that has an effect on my decision. But if what I see is negative as I keep driving my, you know, within that 1 mile radius of the property, it's a different story. So here's kind of an example. So if I'm driving around a property and there's vacant commercial stores with broken windows, there's some abandoned homes, and if I go out further, it's more the case. There's people sitting outside on their doorstep at 10:30 in the morning, just hanging out with nothing to do. If what I see looks like that, that pretty much tells me I need to be running away from the property as fast as I can, right? But if I've got a property with, you know, nice looking residential homes, maybe single family owned, well-kept yards, people that are taking pride of ownership in the properties that are within a 1/2 mile to a mile away. The commercial properties are either full or even if there's vacancy, they're clean, they're well kept. There's a lot of traffic going by them. That tells me something too, right? And so it's really about that. It's really about, would I buy this property again 5 to 10 years from now? And the answer just can't be, well, maybe. It can't be, well, I think so. It's hell yeah, I'd buy it. Those two words, okay? Repeat after me, hell yeah. That's right. That's exactly what you need to be saying to yourself. And conversely, I talked about some of my losers that I've been involved in, you know, over the years. But the big winners fit this to a T, right? The big winners, the ones that have produced the most income, increased the most in value, fit it perfectly. And so if you apply this real simple strategy to every piece of real estate you plan on investing in, whether it's yourself, whether it's involved in a partnership and finding out what the partnership owns, whatever it is, this is the question to ask and to answer. And the answer needs to be what two words? That's right. Hell yeah, I would buy it. Okay. And so I hope you have a great rest of your week or weekend, whenever you listen to the podcast. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and of course, GarminBlog.com. And my MC will tell you about that here at the close of the podcast, I'm sure. So have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend, everybody. Happy real estate investing. And remember those two words, hell yeah. All right, everybody. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.